Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner hired Grandpappy Spears to play the player piano at their moving picture theater yesterday. But the deal cost them more than they expected. They wound up by giving passes to all of Grandpap's near and distant relatives. As we look in on the little community today, we find motion picture executive Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. He's talking on the telephone.
Oh, that's all right, Jeff. Perfect all right. Proud to do it for you.
How's that?
Oh, yeah, any night. Yeah, the pass is good for any night at the picture show. Not so loud.
Excuse me.
Yeah, all right then, Jeff. Hope you get a lot of enjoyment out of that. Not at all. Goodbye.
You hope Jeff gets a lot of enjoyment out of what, Long?
Why, nothing.
Hey, did he buy himself a new gramophone or something?
No, it's nothing, Aaron. Just forget about it. There's something I want to talk to you about. It's about Cedric and the moving picture machine.
Yeah, well, there's something I want to talk to you about, too, Long. You know that new woman that moved into the boarding house?
Yeah. What about her?
Well, I was talking to her today.
Did you ever see a prettier pair of blue eyes in your life than she's got?
I never noticed her eyes.
Sort of baby blue. Or right in twixt baby blue and hazel blue, I believe you'd call.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you'd call them, Lum, but I
happened to be over at Dick Hudson's store yesterday when she come in there. Dick introduced her and me, and we had a long talk with one another. Must have lasted for 5 minutes.
Well, anyway, I was talking to her, too, and you know that she's got a past our picture show.
She has.
Here's a woman as practical a stranger, just been here in town a couple of days, and already she's got a past our picture show.
Well, I do know.
I reckon where she could have got that.
Yeah, reckon where she could have.
Here she is, a complete stranger, just gotten to... Right, Dogies, wait a minute. You said you talked to her, didn't you, Long?
Well, yeah, I believe I did talk to her a little. A couple of seconds. Said howdy-do's about all.
Right, Dogies, and you must have been the one that gave her the pass.
Me?
Why, sure, me and you are the only ones that got them, and I know I never give her none.
Oh. Yeah, I believe I did give her something.
Huh?
Yeah, I think it was a pass to the show, now that you mention it.
That's just about what I figured. Now, what'd you have to go and do that for, Long?
Well, I don't know. I just, well, here she is, a complete stranger in town. I figured that'd sort of make her feel at home here.
Huh.
Just wanted to show her that Pine Ridge is a friendly city.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to show her that, well, that Pine Ridge is a friendly city.
You said that.
Oh. Well, about Cedric now, he's been studying
and
on that
another thing, now there's Cedric. You give him a pass so he can get in free for nothing.
Well, he has to. He's going to run the films for us. He can't stand outside the theater and do that, can he? He's got to be there and see if he's got the picture on the screen straight or upside down.
There weren't no use in giving passes to his mom and papa. They ain't going to run it.
Oh, well, it ain't going to hurt none, Edna. His folks wouldn't come out to see the show if they had to pay nohow. So we ain't losing nothing, you might say.
Well, maybe not, Lum, but you're going to have that place full every night with folks that ain't paying nothing to get in. Now, when we started out, you said you weren't going to give no passes to nobody.
Did I say that?
Yes, sir.
That's right, I did, sir.
Yes, sir.
But you have to make a few exceptions, Abner. It's just good business is all.
It ain't good business if we don't take in no money because everybody's getting in on a pass, Lum. There's Grandpappy Spears, for instance. You give him a pass and all his relays for 10 miles around.
Well, Grandpap's a pioneer player. Don't forget that.
I know he is, Lum. But then I was over at the cotton warehouse a while ago talking to them carpenters. They said you promised all them a pass, too, if they'd rush that remodeling work, too.
Did I tell them that?
That's what they said.
Yeah, seems like I did say something like that yesterday. Yeah, I might have said that.
Might have? You know good and well you said it, Lum.
Well, that'll just get the warehouse remodeled into a theater lots quicker, Abner. You got to admit, that's the importance, getting it done quicker.
Well, maybe I don't know, Lum, but how about Moe's Moves? He was telling me down there at the barber shop that you give him one, too.
Mose Moose?
Yes, sir, Mose Moose.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah, had to give him one.
Had to.
I rented them folding chairs from the lodge hall over there, and Mose had charge of them. He's a high up philosopher in the lodge, you know.
I know that.
So natural, I had to give him one. What I done was use that for bait to get him to rent us the chairs.
Well, his woman and little Mose, they never had charge of the chairs, too, did they?
Well, no, but you can't give a man a pass and expect him to leave his family at home or sitting out in the car.
Well, I reckon not, but just looks like everybody I see, I ask them for coming to our show when we get opened up, and they say, sure, I got a pass.
Hmm.
Looks to me like we ain't going to have no room for the cash customers.
Oh, yes, we will. There's plenty of room for them.
I don't know where to be. Letting us outside the building where they couldn't see the picture no way.
We'll be right inside the building. Good seats, too.
Huh.
Don't forget that we're renting 200 chairs. I know I can give out that many passes.
Oh, I bet you give out an awful lot of them, though.
You see, Abner, you just don't understand about business stuff. That's the trouble with you.
Huh?
See, these folks that's getting in for nothing will be good advertisements for us.
You going to put a card on their back or something?
No, no. We'll use them for decoy sorters.
Plum, are we running a picture show or going duck hunting?
Folks around town here will be sitting out on their front gallery at evening.
In this cold weather?
Well, they'll be sitting in their parlors then, looking out the front windows. And...
how do you know they will?
Well, I just know they will. Anyway, they'll see this
they'll
big crowd.
They'll more likely
going
be
by.
Back in the kitchen sitting around the cook stove.
Well, wherever they're at, they'll see this big crowd of folks going
what
by.
What big crowd?
Curious. Them folks that's getting in free on passes.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a big crowd, yeah.
And see, when the other folks see them on their way to the show, the first thing you know, they'll all get up and follow them. Wonder where they're going.
Yeah, more than likely, they'll see so many going down there, they'll figure there won't be no setting room for them, and they'll stay home.
Oh, well, now, then, them folks with passes ain't all going to go to the picture show every night, Abner. Let's not talk about this no more. There's something more important to discuss. That's about Cedric.
That don't beat all. His woman and young'uns get passes, yes, sir, all the time. Mose Moose and his woman and young'uns coming in free, carpenter free, everybody.
And I said we're discussing Cedric now. He's been studying on that moving picture machine for several days now, and I'm feared he ain't never going to catch on to how to run the thing. He just don't seem to get the hang of it. So I figured we better decide what we ought to do about it. What do you think we ought to do?
Doggies, give him Cedric's mom and papa, Mose Moots and his young.
Granny Vedner, I told you we were done through discussing that subject.
Give him that new woman in town a pass, a complete stranger.
I told you why I done that. Besides, I might want to take her to the picture show some night myself. It wouldn't look right for me to walk up to the ticket window and buy a ticket for her from myself.
Well, it just looks like, Lom, we might as well just put a big sign up down there saying, free show. Dogie, so you want me to take up tickets and ain't going to be nobody to take them up from?
Well, Abner, I can't run the show if you're going to be complaining about everything I do.
Huh.
We've got to decide which one of us is boss and let him run the whole thing.
Decide which one of us is boss?
Yes, sir. I got one of us in mind that I think would make us an awful good man for the job.
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea who that is, too.
I'm glad we agree on one thing, anyhow.
I never said nothing about agreeing on it, Lom. I just said I knowed who you had in mind.
Well, don't you think he'd make a good one?
No, sir, I don't think he knows a thing about running a picture show, and I ain't going to stand for it one minute.
All right, Jim.
No,
sir. That's the way you feel about it.
That's just exactly the way I feel.
I reckon we just have to let the other one have it, then, for there ain't but two of us.
Why, sure, that's the time. Let the other one have it, yes, sir.
I just figured that you'd make a better man than I would, but if you don't want it, why, I'll take it. Anything to be agreeable.
Well, I don't...
You was the one I had in mind to run it, but if you've got your head set on me doing it, well, I'll do the best I can with it.
Well, I'll be dead gone.
But I don't want you butting in on every little thing I do.
Won't I ever learn to keep my big mouth shut.
And now that we got that all settled, let's discuss what we're going to do about getting somebody to run that moving picture machine.
Beat myself on top of the head. Well, here, when I come in here just a little bit ago, Lom, you was telling Jeff the butcher on the phone that you hope he enjoyed something. Did you give him a pass, too?
Of course I did.
Oh, my.
It's a good idea to be on the good side of the butcher nowadays. Besides that, I'm the boss now, and I told you to stop butting in on everything I do. Now, do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
You see that my giving out of them passes is the best one thing I could have did.
Keep my mouth shut.
You get the picture show started quicker and make everything run smooth. You just wait and see.
I'll wait. I believe that was our ring there, though.
But you get it. I want to study on this Cedric situation.
All right. Hello, Jotham Dell Store and Library, Abner Peabody doing the talking, the big mouth. Huh? Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Here, Mom. Uncle Henry lost to the town marshal.
Oh, good. Let me talk to him.
Well, wait. I think he's more likely mad at you, Mom.
Mad at me?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, but earlier this morning, he called up here and claimed we was breaking some kind of a law because we never got a building permit or something before we started remodeling that warehouse.
Greens, I forgot all about that. Well, it won't matter none, though. I've practically fixed that up already.
Huh?
I stopped by the jail house a while ago, and Uncle Henry weren't there, but I left a pass for him and his sister Sylvia.
Left a pass for him?
Yeah. You see, I told you giving out them passes was going to help us. Here, give me the receiver.
Yeah, all right, here.
Hello, Uncle Henry, old boy. This is Mom.
Talk, that's what
huh?
I
do. Do what to me?
Oh,
well, now, wait a minute, Uncle Henry. What do you mean, trying to get around taking out a building permit? Well, sure, I was the one that left them passes for you. Of course I admit it. Wait a minute. Well, you can't do that. You can't arrest me for bribing an officer of the law. Now, wait a minute. Hello?
Oh, yeah. Them passes, they'll make everything run smooth. But if I was you, Mom, I believe I'd carry a few of them around my pocket for the warden when I got to the penitentiary.